welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, RoboBraille. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I am going to demonstrate a website that's very nice to convert documents to Braille. It is called RoboBraille. It used to be an email service. You could email a document you wanted to various different addresses, depending on what conversion type you wanted, and it would convert it and send you back the document. This is a little bit different. You can actually upload a document to the server in various different formats, and it will convert it for you. The cool thing about RoboBraille is it doesn't automatically just convert the document to Braille, but it also converts it to DAISY and MP3 and some other really cool formats. There are a variety of different languages supported by RoboBraille, so it's not just Braille in English. There are also Danish, Polish, Spanish, I think French are coming soon. Variety of different languages. Even in audio, there are lots of different ones too. So I'm just going to give a quick demonstration of how to convert a simple text file into MP3. So what you do is you upload the file to the server. You provide the options you want, in other words, what type of document you want. You specify further options depending on the format, and you submit it, and you put in your email address. And it will email you back a link. You follow the link to the document and save the document.
Inbox so window, I'm Robo going Braille,
to
web,
demonstrate
Braille,
how this works bars. Real quickly. Robo, B-R-A-I-L-L-E dot O-R-G.
Robo Braille logo heading level 1 link graphic 50%. Front page RoboBraille. It's easier to keep up heading level 1. News heading level 1. Visit us at Twitter RoboBraille on Twitter, Facebook RoboBraille on Face 21.01.2011. RoboBraille with a web interface heading level 2. 24.11.2010. RoboBraille at First European Congress on Visual Impairment heading wrapping the top. What is Robo?
And those are the headings you've got. So,
land, RoboBraille simply set format and land. It is free for non-commercial use.
It's
land.
Free.
Link, please read more about RoboBraille.
You can read more about it if you want.
Graphic, heading level 1 RoboBraille with a web interface. Land, RoboBraille has a new face. The implementation of new languages and functions have created a lot of new email addresses for the service. Land, this in turn makes it harder to successfully navigate. I'll just follow the easy
it
steps to convert your document.
In here.
Land, try it out by clicking this link. Link RoboBraille web interface. RoboBraille web interface link 82%. RoboBraille web interface RoboBraille. One frame,
now.
Three headings and 26 links. RoboBraille. RoboBraille logo heading level step 1 upload the file heading level 2.
There is a heading level 2 step 1 upload the file.
Land select your file and .jpg .bmp select your file
it
and upload it to the server max 32 MB.
Here.
Supported file types are .doc, .docs, .pdf, .txt, .xml, .html, .htm, .rtf, .tiff, .tiff, .gif, .jpg, .bmp, .pcx, .dcx, .j2k, .jp2, .jpx, .djv and .ask. Land.
A couple of these I've never heard of.
File name, read only edit. File name, browse, button.
You can browse for the file,
file
which is
upload
what
dot
I'm going to
explore
do.
Thinking.wav. Episode82.txt.
This is my show notes for episode 82, which was the last TA Weekly.
RoboBraille web interface.
I hit enter.
RoboBraille web interface. RoboBraille web link. Skip
takes you back to the top of the page.
Search, edit, file name, read only edit, D documents and settings, there
I
my documents, my podcast.
I went to the second edit field and I found
file
the document.
File name, upload button, land.
So it's there.
Land, upload button.
Hit the upload button.
Upload button. 33%. RoboBraille web interface frame 100%. Land. Specify the target. Land. Heading level 2 step 2 select output format.
I'm going to select
land,
the output
land, target format.
Format.
Radio button not checked MP3 audio. Radio button not checked document conversion. Radio button not checked Braille. Radio button not checked target format. Target format MP3 audio. Radio button checked 33%. RoboBraille web
audio.
Interface frame 100%. List view sprite.
Now this is where it gets interesting.
PC.
Because you have some various
Redanger.
Options.
Submit button.
You have some various options here, but it puts you automatically in an email address field. So it skips all the options you have for conversion. And in the case of audio, you've got speed and language that you can select. And for some reason, when it puts you into this page, it puts you on the email address. So it's already like pre-selected these options. So you need to make sure you go back.
New user interface at RoboBraille logo at step 1 upload the file step 2 select output format at step 3 specify audio options heading level 2.
You need to go back to the heading, the level 2 heading that says step 3 specify audio options and make sure you're there.
Land, specify the natural language of your document and how fast you want the speech. Land, options, land, language, combo box American English.
That is,
select button.
That is what I want, but if I wanted more, I could expand the combo box and select multiple languages.
Land.
Or one other language.
Speed.
Can't do two at one time.
Combo box normal.
Normal is a little slow for me, so
options.
I'm going to expand this combo
fast,
box.
Fast, speed, list box, fast.
You've got
fastest,
fastest,
faster,
faster fast,
fast, normal, slow, slower, slowest.
And I want
slow,
fast.
Normal, fast. Virtual PC. Land. Heading level 2, step 4, enter email address and submit request. Land. Email address.
And I'm going to enter the email address.
Oh. Virtual PC.
And
submit button.
Hit submit.
Submit button 50%. Blank. Submit button. Blank. What heading level 1 link graphic robo braille logo heading level 1 link. Registered.
To the top.
The request was submitted on Sunday, okay. February 27th, 2011, 5:24.
And it has been submitted and it will be sent to my email inbox when it's done. It takes some time, about 5 minutes or so. And what happens is you get an email. It says go here to retrieve your document and it gives you a link. If you convert it to audio, it's going to start to play. It will display the document in your web browser, but you can save it at that time. So that is how it works. It's really simple as that to use. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time.
Gold wave, untitled.
You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.